This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with another overview of the news from the world of family farms, things that affect us. We are, you and I, are family farmers, or other people listening to this program are interested in the connection to farm and family and food, and that's our specialty as well. We have a number of different things here, but you will not find, if you're new to the program and or to the podcast, you will not find me in support of big agribusinesses. That's not the role of this program. The role of this program is to bring you information on how to be more successful as an independent family farmer, not necessarily a member of the club. In the news this week, a woman who was actually someone, I didn't know her, but I knew of her. She was a volunteer on a farm in a town that's not far from me, Bolton, Massachusetts. The woman was rammed by a sheep. Now, this is a farm where they bring in people for animal therapy. It's called Cultivate Care Farm, and they describe themselves on the web as the, quote, premier farm-based therapy outpatient program, counseling therapeutic groups, community outreach, and wellness offerings to people all over the Massachusetts, the New England area, if you will. The police in this community, Bolton, Mass, said all the animals at the farm are comfort animals. This lady, her name was, Frances Taylor. She had been a volunteer at the farm for a long time, 73 years old. So she was, they had a ram that had been there for quite a long time. And I think what this shows from my perspective is when these male members of whatever species, for example, Jersey bulls or any bull, I would not have a Jersey bull on my farm that was over 18 or 19 months old because they just get nasty. They get very territorial. They get very dangerous, especially the bigger they are. Same with the Holstein bull. Same with any bull from any of the different flavors, if you will, of cows. I'm not surprised. The same thing happens with the sheep or ram when it's more than a couple of years old. Shouldn't be around people anyway, and put them in the pasture to breed the sheep. But other than that, so this woman was rammed by the sheep multiple times, got her down and was really, you know, as I was as a kid, knocked down by a nasty ram. I can still remember him. His name was King Richard. Is on the farm, and the fellow was like my second father, stood in the barn door, watched the ram knock me over, and thought it was quite funny. And, well, I didn't get hurt. It just startled me because but I learned never to walk with a ram behind me after that. You don't walk with a bull behind you. You don't walk with any male of the species. You certainly wouldn't with a boar. You wouldn't, you shouldn't be in a pen at all with any kind of pig, actually, unless it's a tame pig. So, unfortunately, this woman passed away a couple of hours after the incident. So, it brings to light something else. That is the number of farm-based therapy programs there are now around the country. And I wonder, on the better side of it, if you have considered in trying to make your farm successful and you have animals there, like I have cows. Basically, it's a dairy farmer. I raise Jersey replacement heifers and some Holsteins as well in Brown Swiss. But I also have lots of goats, various animals that children love. And so we're making a direct attempt at appealing to people who want to be able to spend time there, a little put off sometimes by the cows. If we take a tour into the pasture, they're fine, but they don't really want to walk among the cows because they don't know them. I do, and I'm, you know, that's how I I get a lot of therapy myself from going out in the pasture and wandering around with the cows. But anyway, there are more and more of these cows and sheep, and I guess horses as well, are being used for therapy. So something to look for if, in fact, or maybe you can create a circumstance on your farm where you can bring animals in or animals you've raised that you know, and they would be, you know, a wonderful addition. Excuse me, I haven't found anything yet that I can bring in to satisfy that desire in me to have therapy sessions. But, you know, we've all seen the picture of the guy lying in the cow's belly, next to the cow, with the cow's head on his lap. You know, that's there are a lot of people, especially the soldiers that have suffered post-traumatic stress disorder. It is a fabulous way of dealing with that. Also in the news this week, Senators Gillibrand of New York and Leahy of Vermont and Collins of Maine introducing the Dairy Pricing Opportunity Act, which would require the Department of Ag to initiate the process of holding federal milk marketing order hearings within the next 6 months to allow producers and industry to consider and review new proposals that will change the way milk is priced. Right now, the situation is asinine. The fact that it's anti-competitive, that the companies that produce, I'm not talking about the dairies that produce the milk, but the processors have so much control over what the dairyman is paid instead of the dairyman being paid what it's worth. This bill is way past being due. The last time anything like this was addressed was in the 2018 Farm Bill, and it really only suggested that somebody ought to be looking, and that's why I love these vague terms, looking at the use of a higher class of milk in order to change the way, the method that, frankly, you know, the more I dig into this, the more ridiculous it is. What happened to the American way of getting whatever you can for your product, whatever it is, whatever you grow? The government doesn't tell us what to charge for tomatoes. The government doesn't tell us what to charge for squash. The government doesn't tell us what to charge for a quart of wood. So why should the government tell us what to charge for milk? It's ridiculous. And it's time that it stop. So thank heavens for the American Dairy Coalition. You can go to their website, AmericanDairyCoalitionInc.com, and see what the issues are. Not that if you're a dairyman, you don't know what the issues are right now. The method for Class 1 pricing is absolutely ludicrous and screws over every small family farmer. It's got 100, 150, 200 cows. This is all aimed still, or yet until it's dealt with, it's the big agribusinesses, the big industry, the factory farms that benefit from these pricings. And it's time that it stop. All right? That's the news and also a little early commentary for me. Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer. We're going to talk with the executive director of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund in a moment or two. Right now, it's time for us to get in to your head and your body about your attitude toward having weight, gaining weight, having a little belly fat, trying to get rid of the belly fat. What are you doing right now? You're eating, right? Because it's the holidays. Parties, candy, ice cream, cookies, all the things that we have, drinking too much alcohol. That all adds to your waist, adds to the bottom line, if you will. And I really mean bottom line. So let's focus on Calitrin and how it works and how it can help you lose these pounds, lose the belly fat, keep yourself healthy, so you don't have to approach it and attack it all after the first of the year. This is a painless way. If you've had it, you've been on a diet this year, or you just have been eating responsibly, you like, you've been working out, you like your tone, you like the body, so you want to keep it that way. So get on to Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Find out about the formula. It's all natural. You can skip the diets, you get results, period, end of story, or your money back. So that's basically the bottom line. Three main ingredients in Calitrin to keep the weight off. It's all about your body. It's all about being on the defensive. So let's turn it around. Be on the offensive. keep the weight off, and have a good time. Calitrin available right now at toploss.com. Use the DJV code at checkout, and you'll get the unlimited special, buy three, buy 30, buy as many as you want. You get an equal number without having to pay for it. Plus, you get free shipping. That's the DJV code when you order Calitrin at toploss.com. Calitrin, the best way to lose weight, the best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking Calitrin this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight. For sure not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. You know, our customers tell us that when they're taking Calitrin, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You know, you're not having the afternoon crashes. Collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping on those orders. So toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also chat with us online or call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
Try Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your bow. Yeah, roll your bow.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well-defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
Back on the American Family Farmer now, Doug Steffen with Alexia Kulwick, who comes from the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. You can find them, farmtoconsumer.org is the website. We'll send you there a couple of times. So, Alexia, what's your background? You a farm kid?
Actually, I'm not a farm kid. I got my start into this by I had been doing some work for the University of Wisconsin on food systems, looking at labor issues, and just realized how incredibly vulnerable and troubling the food system is in the United States, and really kind of shift gears and decided to use my legal acumen to help the small producers that I see really suffering in this country.
Well, they sure are at the hands of the government, the hands, you may have just heard me talking about the milk and the pricing ridiculous situation that those of us who are in the dairy world have had to put up with for way too long. And you also heard me say farmers that grow radishes, the government doesn't tell them what to charge for them, doesn't tell us what to charge for a bag of apples. So why should the government tell you what to charge for your milk? The system is so geared, as you know, prejudiced toward the big agribusinesses and the factory farms and stuff. So I find it refreshing to know, and that's why I wanted to have you on, because a lot of people listening to this program will want to know about you and how you work. So that's what we're here to explain. Alexia is the executive director of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. You can find their website, and I'm going to tout this a couple of times during our conversation because I think it's where you ought to go, farmtoconsumer.org. So if you have problems, there's probably some solving nature to what Alexia has to offer and what they do at the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, which we will explore after these words.
You want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for you.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
With the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. Alexia Kulwick is here from the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. I've had other folks who have been from groups that are, they call themselves Farm to Consumer, this or that. this idea of having a legal defense fund. So you're a nonprofit, I'm guessing, because it's .org in your website. How do you survive? You lawyers need to get paid what they're worth, a lot of schooling and a lot of time, so you need to get paid, your staff needs to get paid. So how do people, A, find you, and B, how do they pay for you?
Thanks for that introduction and for having me. How do we survive financially is really twofold. Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund is a membership-based organization where smaller independent farms and food producers become members of the organization at very low fees, I will add, and in exchange they get legal representation when there is government regulation or agency actions against them or they need consulting needs for their legal work. But of course, because our membership fees are so low and we are a nonprofit organization, we rely very much on donations as well. And not surprisingly, like everyone, we're in an end-of-the-year fundraising scheme. So
sure.
If folks can go to that website, that's another wonderful way to support the organization. We have consumer members also who just want to support the small farmers and food producers who actually want to purchase and consume real food made on these farms, right, and produced by their local farmers.
How did it get so bad? How do we, if you don't mind tracing back a little bit, the regulatory environment that we're in is so heinous, so horrible. The people who are on farms, I mean, people in general don't like the government because there's just too damn much of it. Most of us who are independent farmers think that. It's just too much. We're overdone. I mean, what's more ridiculous than the, well, I'm sure we can come up with some, the EPA walking onto your farm and seeing a puddle in a driveway and saying, that's a waterway, we have to regulate it. Well, that's what happened under Obama. Then it went away under Trump, and now it's back again under Biden. And it's just one example of dozens and dozens and dozens of these things that we can come across that I'm sure you're called upon to help people with. Is that right?
Right, absolutely. I mean, for this, a small independent farmer, it's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. Mm-hmm. You talked about how the government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need or how you can, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. And so what we do is really help small independent farmers through that regulatory process and sort of and consult with them, frankly, providing legal consultations through the government regulations that it's such a large number of federal, state, and local regulations involved that the small independent farmer might have to face. How did it get so bad? I think that a lot of it has to do with consolidation and corporatization of the food system because we ended up in this system where we've got, take livestock, four major companies are producing all of the food in the country. So the regulators decide we need to make sure that this mass production of food is safe, but instead of letting smaller folks produce it safely from the get-go, they need to take regulations into place and allow the larger folks to produce it however they want and then, take some chemicals.
Well, the problem is, one of many problems is that the big guys have so much muscle, and in fact many of their employees get appointed to or get posts in the government to influence policy, and then they go back to work for their company after they've gotten policy changed, which is more often than not aimed at screwing the family farmer. So, you see that across the board, not just in agriculture. You see it in almost all of these various governmental departments. It's a joke. So I want to get some examples of some of these cases when we continue in the next half hour here on the American Family Farmer.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate passed a resolution to defund and repeal President Biden's private sector vaccine mandate Wednesday. Republican Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, on the Senate floor.
First of all, can we all acknowledge that there's so much that we do not know about the coronavirus, about COVID disease, or about the COVID vaccines? Our response has been in reaction to very imperfect information.
The final vote was 52-48. Democrat Senators Joe Manchin and John Tester of Montana joined Republicans to vote in favor of the repeal. It now heads to Congress, where a vote is very unlikely, given the track record of Democrat Speaker Nancy Pelosi. David Smith of Somerset, California, and his son Travis Smith of Folsom were arrested this week on suspicion of starting the Caldar Fire, which threatened the Lake Tahoe areas that burned for over 2 months earlier this year. They deny any wrongdoing. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hillary Clinton, during a masterclass pay-per-view session, reads her presidential victory speech from 5 years ago, and she won the election.
I dream of going up to her and sitting down next to her, taking her in my arms and saying, look at me, listen to me. You will survive. You will have a good family of your own and 3 children. And as hard as it might be to imagine, your daughter will grow up and become the president of the United States.
Attorney Greg Jarrett on Fox News reminds Hillary the person responsible for her campaign loss is the person in the mirror.
Yeah, Hillary could teach a master class in cluelessness. I had the misfortune of watching all of it. It was pathetic and embarrassing and actually nauseating. I kept thinking, what kind of a person does this? Well, a person who yearns for relevance, to be sure, but an embittered person who refuses to accept personal responsibility for her own failure. She lost because she ran a hideous campaign with unpopular policies and came across as unlikable, and yet she's obsessed with blaming others, blaming everybody else but herself. Her so-called charity, well, that's a quid pro quo personal enrichment scheme. So, you know, Hillary Clinton sowed the seeds of her own demise. When she looks in the mirror, there's no reflection there. She's like the picture of Dorian Gray who sold her soul and destroyed herself.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown that got him on.
I'm back, Doug Steffen, second half hour of our American Family Farmer this week, with the services of Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. I'm thinking right now, I may have a job for you, as a matter of fact, on my farm, because I'm, you know, I'm not a pushover. I don't get pushed around easily or well. And most of the thing, when I'm, I don't know if you know where I am, I'm on a farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, outside of Boston. If you go to my website, Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com, you can kind of see what goes on here.
Right.
I'm the last of the older family farmers. Grew up in this neighborhood, grew up on the 4 farms that I've owned at one point in time or another, and I own the largest one now. The idea that these companies can put people into positions of power in the various agencies, in this circumstance, we're talking about the Ag Department, and have regulations changed that so favor the big companies and really do a job on the family farmers. I'm refreshed to know that this, I don't know why I didn't know that you existed, but I didn't. So in terms of getting regulations changed, how much power do you think you have or do you need in order to overcome the pressures from the big ag, like ag, you know, I'm looking at Cargill and ADM and, right. You know, Chem China and whoever else is there trying to control things.
Right. Well, what I would say, and thank you for pointing that out, because one of the other things we do at Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund is work on policy change for small farmers to try to level the playing field and allow you to produce and sell your goods. At the federal level, it is very challenging. We have had greater success in the last couple of years at the state level. How much power do we have? That depends really on how many people we have behind us, how many small farmers are involved in any particular policy change campaign. And so the more people involved in the organization, obviously, the better. What I will say is I think we're in a position today that we're seeing changes to the food supply, and consumers are starting to understand a little bit more the problems with the system as they are. And so if we can tap into some of that energy and interest from the consumer angle, I think we're in a better position to start flexing our muscle and try to get some of these policies changed.
Well, under the circumstances, the reality has changed because of COVID and people going to the grocery store, the food store, and finding nothing on the shelves and say, okay, where are we going to get our food? And then this year and last year, for the people I know who are doing, especially produce, but some of the dairy people as well, have had huge surges in interest and business that they haven't seen for decades. And so if there's something good, not much good has come out of COVID, but something good in this circumstance, it really, I think, speaks to what people need. It's always, we need to meet, we sometimes you can create markets, but you need to speak to and apply yourself to the things that are on your customers' minds. And people want to get fresh food now, and they want to teach their children where the food actually comes from. They kind of left that out, as a lot of other things are left out of school. So you've got that going for you. I wonder if you could give us some examples, Alexia, of... by the way, do people call you Lexi? They call you Alex? What do they call you? Are they just
Alexia?
That's it. All right. I'm sticking to my guns on that one. All right. So what examples do you have of cases where you've helped farmers in use a couple of different scenarios, different types of problems that you've helped farmers with?
Sure. You know, so I can think of several. One example that comes to mind immediately was that we actually had litigation not that long ago in Michigan where the court system did change the interpretation of a site selection management practice of a site GAMP that would have made a lot of small farms in Michigan out of regulation in terms of how far away they need to be from how far away their barn or their animals have to be from their neighbor's home. And we litigated that issue and got the policy changed back to what it had been in terms of the number of feet between your barn and the neighbor's home to bring all of these farms back in compliance. So that was one example of things that we do for members. Another may be that you've got a small farmer that's just trying to sell directly from the farm, and they come into problems with their local Department of Ag or their local Department of Health for needing certain kinds of food establishment licensing or permits to do certain kind of work on the farm. We've had instances where farmers are on agriculturally zoned land and they've never had any problems farming, but then when they decided to start selling from the farm, the township said, hey, you can't do that here because you need a commercial sales license. So we have helped farmers through those kind of circumstances, and also not to bring them into compliance, but fight some of these rules, right? Get citations dropped where farmers are cited for violations of ordinances because they've got livestock guard dogs out there making noise, right? Or because neighbors don't like certain odors or noises coming from farms, and they bring ordinances to try to stop farm activity, which is really a frustration because, of course, they want the natural food. They just don't want it to be grown right next door, right?
Of course.
So that's pretty crazy. We do a lot with our members in helping them work under what I would call the exemptions to the Federal Meat Inspection Act and the Poultry Processing Act so that folks can produce right on their own farm and sell directly to consumers. We've done a little bit of work with veggie farmers and some of the new regulations there under the Food Safety Modernization Act. Some work trying to change policies that have been proposed in terms of, tracking where vegetable crops are, for example, which is really some really silly things being proposed there.
There's no common sense. That's the thing that really bugs me is the amount of, or the lack thereof, of just plain common sense. I could go through, I have a litany of things. I'm getting a kick out of them reading, going through your website. And I knew there was some connection between me and you in a way, not you, but to Pete Kennedy. And I'll tell you how that happened in a matter of moments. We'll continue. He's one of the lawyers that's available for you. If you need some help, then you need to, tap into what they have. Farmtoconsumer.org is the website. Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. We're talking about that and how it can help you with Alexia Kulwick, who's the executive director. Right now, a focus on things you can get for people. Those people who are not really imaginative. Sometimes when none of us have as much imagination, we kind of are going at 90 miles an hour. And when it comes to Christmas, we think to ourselves, okay, what can I get for somebody? If you really are conscious, you want to get something for the people that you care for. You want to get them something that's useful, right? Or at least fun. And so a lot of farmers are being called upon to do more, and they get less rest. So you want to make sure the quality of your rest is up to par. And that can take place having some of the items, or maybe all the items in your bedroom, from MyPillow, whether it be the beds themselves, the mattresses, the mattress toppers, whether it be the pillows, the pillowcases, the sheets. Right now, for example, if you use the DJV code when you check out at Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, you'll get two for the price of one. Yep, the MyPillow sheets right now, the Giza Dream sheets, lowest price ever, premium MyPillows, promo code DJV. That's what you use when you buy your pillows, your sheets, your slippers, your robes, your bathrobes, your you name it. Look at that. It's fascinating to see all the things that are made in America at the MyPillow plant in Minnesota. So check it all out. Order the things. Know that you will get them because all the products are in stock. Of any back orders, there's no delayed shipping. It's all made in America. American craftsmen. Good stuff at the right price. Check it all out. Use the DJV code at checkout when you are at MyPillow.com.
The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues right now. MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back with Alexia Kulwick. It's funny how we do things, how you come together with people. Pete Kennedy helped me immeasurably. Pete is one of the, he's a character, and he's an attorney down in Florida. When you get done with this, Lexi, you could talk to him about me and how he came to my aid. I have a dairy farm in a very suburban area. They don't know anything about raw milk. And so when I decided I was going to sell raw milk on my farm because I was sick of the pool and tired of getting screwed around and not being able to pay my bills on the farm, so I decided I'd sell raw milk. There are 26, 27 communities in Massachusetts that sell raw milk. And so I went to Pete, and he came to my aid any number of times. Educating the community was one of his jobs, but also steering me in the right direction. I actually didn't have to go to the community because the state in Massachusetts supervises all of the raw milk sales. So anyway, I had 150 cows. I was selling about 100 gallons of raw milk a day. I could have sold 200 if I had it. The farm became very popular. We were making our own raw milk cheeses and ice cream and that sort of thing. Every time somebody from the state would come and they'd find something out of order, they shut me down. And sometimes it would be 3 hours, it would be 3 days, it would be 3 weeks. They didn't care. And they didn't know what they were doing in the first place. So Pete was right there. And I am pleased that he has that he was able, and I'm seeing that he's still doing it. I haven't had touch with him for a couple of years because, I don't have the same milk issues that I did. But if he's an example of the quality of people that you have, the interest, the education, that sort of thing, you've got a lady named Judith McGeary. I think I came across her somewhere as well. The counsel, Susan Israel. Most of these people are individual practitioners, right? And they have ag as part of their practice. Is that how they get connected to you?
Right. So we have a network of attorneys that we call on in all the different states. And I just want to point out, Pete has been involved for years and is a fabulous resource. But I'm really glad that you mentioned the milk problems, because we do have a lot of members that are involved in production of raw milk. And one thing that we do with them is help them with herd share agreements so that in those states that straight up prohibit the sales of raw milk, like Florida, folks can obtain products because they own a share in the herd. So I just wanted to point that out. We do that for people a lot as well. But yes, we have a network of attorneys that we call on in the different states, because each state has such specific laws that it can otherwise be a complicated structure.
Yeah, it really, and it's ridiculous that it is that complicated, frankly. It's craziness. So anyway, there are a lot of services available here. Any farmer who's listening to me, no matter where you are across the country, can access the services of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. This may be one of the most informative times that I have had with somebody. I'm very pleased to have met you, and perhaps we'll talk again about things that are going on here, but I think it's really an ongoing effort that there's so much. The attack from the big ag industries is just, it's unprecedented. And if we want to maintain the family farm way of life and help people with really good products, this is the way to do it, at least one of them anyway. Congratulations, Alexia. Good to have you here. Alexia Kulwick with the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Don't forget about our podcasts. Every single week we take a sort of synthetic approach to the news and the things that we talk about on the program with the experts, how to make your farm better, how to make life on the farm better, how to make your relationships with other folks in your community much better so they appreciate and take advantage of what you are selling on your farm, what you're growing, what you're selling. Very important. A lot of seasonal events that we're talking about. And Christmas things in the most recent podcast. Had the fellow who runs the Cox Farms talking about climate change and what that's going to do, the future of farming as we know it, as family farmers. Pretty spectacular information there. Very much food for thought, if you'll pardon the pun. And then we talk about wreaths and Christmas and that sort of thing as it applies to what you can do on a lot of local farms that are selling Christmas trees right now. And I've got my usual opinions about stuff. The current podcast has me focused on self-driving farm robots. Imagine a robot driving your tractor. No, sorry. That's not a sale to me. Anyway, you can catch the American Family Farmer podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. The thought process going through thinking about how we are surviving and can survive better, that's the whole idea behind this program. It's very refreshing to spend the time with Alexia and the the Farm to Consumer Group. Take advantage of that. They're there for everybody. Everybody that's my size and your size needs this help. I also noticed something this week about the data with regard to, you heard me mentioning the pandemic, COVID, and what it's done for farming. There's some USDA info over the last few years, frankly, indicating
that there are 7,398 farms at the moment in America. I'm surprised. I thought the number would be higher than this, who have CSAs. Do you have a CSA? It's Community Supported Agriculture, Community Arrangements. CSAs accounted for $226 million, about 7% of the $3 billion in direct-to-consumer sales by farms this past year. Anecdotally, that number skyrocketed, certainly because of COVID, going way, way up. Every farm, every farmer has their own way of establishing and running a CSA. I had one for my milk products. You got X number of bottles or gallons of raw milk a week. You got X amount of cheese, X amount of ice cream, and you paid, I don't know, $600 a month, if I remember correctly what it was. And you can, I mean, the same thing applies. It's more common, certainly, with those who are growing produce. There are CSAs all over the place in my neck of the woods. Some places have more than others. Ohio and Michigan, they have actually in their state extension service, they have ways of teaching farmers how to do this the right way. Florida has some good CSAs. There are some pockets of them, although I'm actually just looking at a map now of where they're popular. Montana has a bunch of them. Idaho. Yeah, a lot of people think there's nothing growing in Idaho but potatoes. That's not the case. But it's interesting that that's the perception. Anyway, back to CSA Ventures. It's kind of a new, I think it goes back, from my experience, it's 10, 12 years ago, I think we first started to do them around here. And you look around the country, some of them have been going on longer, some of them are just getting started. It's interesting, here there have been some partnerships with educational institutions, like the state that we have in our state, and Pennsylvania does, a couple other of the Commonwealth station, Commonwealth states that have ag colleges, land grant colleges. They seem to be, for whatever the reason, the ones that are doing and helping out a lot with how to do a CSA. So, I mean, I'm sure you can Google how to do a CSA and come up with something. My reason for bringing them up here is that there are a number of CSA models. Some of the issues are, you know, getting information out to people about how they can use it. You're going to have special insurance because of it, that sort of thing. Whether you give people a slight discount because they're buying in bulk. Like, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. How to use social media and the CSAs. But I would encourage everybody who's a family farmer to try to figure out how to set up a CSA. It gives you grounding, and it also gives you a sort of continuing flow of cash. All right, ideas. We got plenty of them here on the Marketplace of Farm Ideas, the American Family Farmer. It's harvest time.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.